Well. Apparently, defenses still do win championships in the National Football League. Yes, even in the year 2014, defenses win it. A outstanding performance from the Seattle Seahawks, leading to an embarrassing 43-8 win over the Broncos and Peyton Manning. He did not play well. Russell Wilson, the winning quarterback after 2 years in the National Football League. He has won more games in his first two than any quarterback in NFL history in the same amount of time. What does it mean for Peyton Manning? Where does he go from here? Is this another choke job? He did not play well. We'll talk about all that and more coming up here in today's program. It's AMPM Sports, ESPN, 1005.com. Glad you checked out the archived audio page today. As always, you can follow along on Twitter, twitter.com/Aaron, ESPN 1005. At Aaron ESPN 1005. You can also look me up and add me on my sports Facebook page, facebook.com/Aaron Murett, facebook.com/Aaron Murett. If you wish to get a hold of us here on AM PM Sports. The question that I raised yesterday is this: can Peyton Manning be considered the best quarterback ever if he can't beat a great defense? And I don't see how you could. Last week I told you if Peyton won, I would put him ahead of Tom Brady as the best quarterback in the National Football League over the last 25 years. Needless to say, after the performance that Peyton Manning had yesterday, Tom Brady has cemented himself in that spot. And I don't think there's anything Peyton can do to resurrect that. Not in my mind. He will still be the best quarterback of this generation to some who observe, not to me, and not to many of you either who have emailed and tweeted me. Yesterday was basically it for Peyton Manning. After times where he has choked games in the past, he didn't do anything to impress yesterday. He set the tone early for this Bronco team and got them off on a bad foot. Unlike Peyton Manning, on the other side, Russell Wilson, I was impressed with what Wilson was able to do. He managed the game in a certain way that he didn't make mistakes and he didn't turn the ball over, but he made, I don't want to say big plays, but he made important plays when he needed to. There's no doubt that he outplayed Manning. Now, some of that has to do with Seattle's defense, and we'll talk plenty about them in the coming days. Yet, you would think that an offense that set every record in the book this season would be able to figure out some way to move the ball against Seattle's D within the first three quarters and be able to get points up on the board when they had 2 weeks to prepare. Peyton Manning, the ultimate in preparation. Nobody does it more strenuously than he does. And even with 2 weeks to prepare, he and that Bronco offense was not able to figure it out. In a long time leading up to the game, they had plenty of time to game plan. They had plenty of film to look over. Seattle didn't change anything they did on defense. They just went out and they smoked Denver like a ham. Because defense still wins games in the NFL. Defense beats offense. And at a certain point in that game, the Broncos looked like they completely melted down. Now, to be fair to Denver, I thought that their defense played extremely well for probably the first three quarters. Towards the end of the third quarter, things started to get a little bit sloppy. And at that point, I think they could clearly look across the field and see that their offense was not getting the job done. Not saying that their defense packed it in, but they were basically spinning their wheels in anything that they did. So they got some stops, and they really did play well. At halftime, and the game started out with a safety and a couple of field goals for Seattle. So really, I think they gave up 15 points at halftime, the Broncos defense. I think that's what it was, and that's not bad. You could certainly live with that, especially against Marshawn Lynch, Russell Wilson, and how about this Percy Harvin guy? I guess that move paid off for Seattle after not having him basically all season because he was injured. They had him for two games, and he came in, made a huge impact in that game yesterday, and I thought that he was deserving of winning the MVP award. Kind of knew it wasn't going to be Russell Wilson. But anyway, the Seahawks basically sealed it with Harvin's kickoff return to start the second half. And I think if you were watching that game and hoping that it was going to be competitive, you were saying to yourself, okay, well, Denver's defense has played pretty well in the first half. Seattle gets it to start the second. All we got to do is get out there, get a stop, and hopefully Peyton figured something out at halftime. Hopefully the offense did something to get it moving again. But it didn't matter because Percy Harvin put that game away. Unfortunately, for all the hype leading up to the game, you have 2 weeks where it's basically discussed ad nauseum. And you come out and it's a 43-8 final score. I find this story somewhat fascinating. Peyton Manning was asked if his loss, the 48-3 Super Bowl 48, if it was embarrassing. He said, "I'm not embarrassed. It's not embarrassing at all. I would never use that word. The word embarrassing is an insulting word, to tell you the truth." Well, that may be true, Peyton. But quite frankly, throwing lame ducks right to defenders and in the first half basically single-handedly digging your team into a hole that they couldn't crawl out of, I would say that that's fairly embarrassing, though I do pat you on the back for having good self-esteem. You can't use that embarrassing word against us. That's insulting. Well, yeah, Bronco fans may think that the way you played in that game yesterday was insulting. If I were a Bronco fan, I would be embarrassed. No, I'm not embarrassed that we went to the Super Bowl, but I'd be embarrassed that the way my team came out and was thoroughly dominated. And you know that people had this game pegged pretty good because everyone said the same thing. It's way too close to call. Bronco was a 2.5-point favorite. Everyone agreed. Way too close to call. And you come out and you get smoked. I'd call that embarrassing. But Peyton can have the opinion that he wants. Perhaps the Broncos don't want to get down on themselves. Perhaps Peyton doesn't want to get down on himself. And maybe, just maybe, that has something to do with why they were massacred in Super Bowl 48. Could be. Who is the best quarterback of all time? Where does Peyton go from here? What does it mean for his legacy? We'll talk about all that and a whole bunch more coming up here. We're just getting started. It's AM PM Sports, ESPN 1005.com.